Hello, friends. Sleep Tight Stories, Sleep Tight Relax, and Sleep Tight Science are now available to play on StoryButton, the device that makes it easy to listen to our shows and more without having to use a phone or tablet. This month, you can save $10 at StoryButton.com when you use the code SLEEPTIGHT. StoryButton, the home of imagination. Hello, I'm Cheryl, and this is Sleep Tight Relax, a calming bedtime podcast for the young and young at heart. It's time to get cozy in bed and listen to tonight's story. Our sleep story tonight is the final part of the tale of Daddy Longlegs. Everyone thinks that Daddy Longlegs looks different, but no one can figure out why. Is it new pants? New wings? Finally, they decide to go and ask Daddy Longlegs and try to figure out what has changed. When they find out, they think he deserves a new name. But when they tell him the name, not everyone thinks it is a good idea. No matter how your day was, let's forget about it for now and focus on slowing down and feeling relaxed. Close your eyes and feel warm and secure. Next, I would like you to take a slow, deep breath in through your nose. As big a breath as you can, and as slowly as you can. Then slowly let the air out through your mouth. Taking deep belly breaths helps us relax at any time of the day, but it's a great habit to have before sleep. Try it again. Take a deep breath in and let the air slowly flow out. Take a deep breath in and now out. Breathe in deeply, filling your body with air and relaxation. Breathe out slowly, expelling any tension. Try to keep breathing slowly and deeply as we continue with the final part of the tale of Daddy Longlegs. It was after his adventure with Johnny Green that Daddy Longlegs' neighbors first noticed something strange about him. They knew that he was not the same, but strangely enough, no two of them could agree as to what had changed him. Chirpy Cricket said that he thought that Daddy Longlegs was wearing a new coat, for his coattails seemed to flap differently when he walked. Buster Bumblebee claimed that Daddy Longlegs had bought himself a new hat, which tipped at an unusual angle. And Little Miss Ladybug insisted that Daddy Longlegs' odd look was due to nothing more or less than some new checked trousers. She remembered, she said, that he had always worn striped ones before. Those were the opinions of only three of Daddy Longlegs' friends. It seemed as if everybody in Pleasant Valley had his own idea about the reason why Daddy Longlegs was changed. Naturally, many disputes arose because everyone declared that his own idea was the right one. And at last, several excited persons went to old Mr. Crow and asked him to settle the trouble. But Mr. Crow would have nothing to do with the affair. He did not like Daddy Longlegs, and he said he preferred not to think about him at all. That was something of a setback for them, until somebody said, "Let's go and ask Solomon Owl. There's no one in Pleasant Valley that looks so wise as he." So they hurried off to the Hemlock Woods where Solomon Owl lived. He was at home, and he listened carefully to each of his callers, although they all talked at once. At last, he shouted loudly for silence, though it was some time before he had it. "Hush, hush," some of the quieter ones said. "We want to hear what wise Mr. Solomon Owl says." And then Solomon Owl spoke. "If you want to know what's the matter with Daddy Longlegs, why don't you go and ask him?" Everybody exclaimed at once that that was a splendid plan, and thanking Mr. Owl for his excellent advice, the party hurried away. When they reached the stone wall later, they found Daddy Longlegs sunning himself. He seemed glad to see his callers, and when they asked him what it was that made him appear differently, he threw back his head as far as he could and laughed heartily. "Why, don't you know?" he said. "Can't you see I've lost a leg?" Daddy Longlegs' news made everyone gasp, and for a few moments, not a soul could speak. But the callers all stared at Daddy Longlegs, and then each one of them began to count aloud. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They were counting Daddy Longlegs' legs. And after they had counted 7, they all saw that his 8th leg was missing. That is, all but Buster Bumblebee. Being a blundering sort of person, he made a mistake and counted 1 leg twice. But the other callers soon set him right. "It's no wonder you look different," Daddy Longlegs' friends began telling him. "How did you meet with such an awful accident?" "I lost my leg trying to escape from Johnny Green," Daddy explained. "Either he pulled the leg off my body, or I pulled my body off the leg. I haven't been able to decide which way it happened." "You must miss your leg terribly," several of the company cried. "Not at all," replied Daddy Longlegs cheerfully, to the great surprise of all those present. "I have 7 legs left, and that ought to be enough for anybody, I should think." But little Mrs. Ladybug couldn't help shuddering. "Oh, I think it's just too dreadful," she cried. "Johnny Green is a very careless boy." "Oh, he didn't mean any harm, I know," Daddy Longlegs assured her. "He tried not to injure me, but I'll admit there's one thing that has caused me a good deal of annoyance." "What's that?" everyone asked. "I had to get a new pair of 7-legged trousers," Daddy Longlegs explained. "And if any of you has ever tried to find such a garment at short notice, he will understand that I've been in great trouble." Then Daddy Longlegs wished his callers a pleasant afternoon and asked to be excused on account of important business. And as they watched him walk briskly away, his neighbors all agreed that for a person who had just lost a leg, he seemed wonderfully spry. Daddy Longlegs' neighbor, little Mr. Chippy, had an idea. And since he thought it was a good one, he at once arranged a meeting of a number of his friends who lived near him. Among those present were Buster Bumblebee, Betsy Butterfly, Rusty Wren, and several others. They met in Farmer Green's apple orchard. And after all arrived there early, because everybody was eager to know what Mr. Chippy had to say, "My idea," Mr. Chippy began, "my idea is this. Since Daddy Longlegs is so changed after losing one of his legs, we really ought to call him by a different name. Now that he has only 7 legs instead of 8, it doesn't seem polite to say anything about legs in his hearing." As Mr. Chippy paused and looked around him, the whole company agreed that his idea was an excellent one. "But I don't know where we're going to find a new name for him," said Buster Bumblebee, who never had many ideas of his own. "That's easy," Mr. Chippy told him. "I've thought of a splendid name, and I'm perfectly willing to let you use it. It's Grandfather Graybeard." Most of the company clapped their hands when Mr. Chippy said that. But Buster Bumblebee spoke up and said that he didn't think much of that name because Daddy Longlegs had no beard. "Well, for all you know, he may decide to wear one any day," Mr. Chippy replied. And then all the company applauded again, except Buster Bumblebee. "How do you know Daddy Longlegs is a grandfather?" he asked Mr. Chippy. "How do you know he isn't?" Mr. Chippy asked him. And then everybody but Buster cried out that Grandfather Graybeard was a fine name for Daddy Longlegs. And many remarked that Daddy would be greatly pleased when he heard the news. "Thank you," said Mr. Chippy, making a low bow with his hand on his heart. "And now, if it is the pleasure of the meeting, I will go back to the stone wall at once and tell Daddy Longlegs what we have decided to do." To Mr. Chippy's surprise, a murmur of dissent greeted his proposal. "What's the matter?" asked Mr. Chippy. "I thought you liked my idea." "So we do," Rusty Wren replied. "But we think it would be better if we all called on Daddy Longlegs and explained to him about the change." "Very well," little Mr. Chippy answered. "The more the merrier. I will be the spokesperson, and I will suggest that we start for the stone wall right now. For there's no time like the present, you know." Even Buster Bumblebee approved of Mr. Chippy's retort. And with that, everybody started quickly for the stone wall. Daddy Longlegs was taken entirely by surprise. It was rather early in the morning, and he had not expected callers. At least, not so many as suddenly appeared at the stone wall where he was usually to be found. Luckily, he was dressed in his very best clothes. Indeed, he was quite smartly dressed for him. A bright yellow scarf tied in a big bow beneath his chin. And he was wearing a bottle green coat lined with pink. "Goodness," said Buster Bumblebee, "he looks like a bridegroom." But his companions all told him to hush and not to be disrespectful to his elders. "Good morning," said Mr. Chippy to Daddy Longlegs. "We've come to tell you some good news. We are going to call you by a different name, and we hope you will like it." "I hope so," Daddy Longlegs echoed. "What is it, please?" "It's Grandfather Graybeard," little Mr. Chippy informed him with an air of pride. "Why, that's a beautiful name," Daddy Longlegs cried as a look of pleasure crossed his face. "I'm glad you think so," said Mr. Chippy. "It's only fair to tell you that I thought of it myself." And then he called for three cheers for Grandfather Graybeard. They gave them with a right good will. And after the sound had died away, Mr. Chippy said something in a whisper to Daddy Longlegs. "What is it?" Rusty Wren demanded. "What's he talking about?" "He thinks we ought to give three cheers for him," Daddy Longlegs explained. But before they had time to do that, a large lady bustled out from the stone wall and walked straight up to Daddy Longlegs. She was one of his own kind, too. The whole company agreed to that afterwards, because they had all counted her feet, and she had 8. "What's this?" the newcomer demanded. "What's going on here? I should like to know." And Daddy Longlegs looked a bit uncomfortable as he explained that he had a new name and told her what it was. "You haven't given your consent, I hope," she said. "I'm afraid I have," Daddy Longlegs replied meekly. "Then withdraw it at once," she commanded sharply. "I don't like this new name at all." Poor Daddy Longlegs looked as if he wished he might sink into the ground and vanish. But since he couldn't do that, he stammered that he was much obliged to his friends for their kindness, but he really would have to insist that they call him by his old name, and he hoped they would understand. But they didn't understand even then, and the whole company stood silent, with their mouths open, and watched Daddy Longlegs follow the strange lady away. She had gestured to him, and he had started after her without a word of protest. His friends noticed that she was considerably bigger than he was. Well, they might have been standing there yet if little Mrs. Ladybug hadn't arrived just then, quite out of breath from hurrying. And of course, she wanted to know what had happened. "For pity's sake," she cried, after she had listened to the strange story. "Do you mean to say you haven't heard the news? Didn't you know that Daddy Longlegs had a new wife?" Naturally, a bride wouldn't care to have her young husband known as Grandfather Graybeard. "Ah, but he's very old," said little Mr. Chippy. "How do you know?" Mrs. Ladybug inquired. Mr. Chippy had to admit that he had no means of knowing. And then Mrs. Ladybug looked very wise. "I have reason to believe," she said, "that Daddy Longlegs is a much younger person than we have always supposed." And that is the end of this story. Good night. Sleep tight.